Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Biden says the CDC will issue guidance this week on how to reopen schools. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the new guidelines come amid robust local debate.
Biden told CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell the guidelines will be based on, quote, science-based judgment.
I think it's time for schools to reopen safely. Safely. You have to have fewer people in the classroom. You have to have ventilation systems that have been reworked.
He said the CDC's guidance on reopening schools will come midweek and will lay out what the minimum requirements for schools will be. Biden had previously pledged to get most students back to in-person learning by the end of April. Some teachers' organizations have argued that teachers must be vaccinated before in-person learning resumes. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
The nation's third largest school district may have set the stage for averting a strike. Chicago's mayor says a tentative agreement has been reached with the teachers' union over COVID-19 safety protocols. This would include more teacher vaccinations and phasing in the start of in-person classes. Number 3 House Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming, censured by her state's Republican Party, says the GOP needs to reacquaint the party faithful with the truth. NPR's Giles Snyder has more.
Congresswoman Cheney says she will not step down, saying she had a constitutional duty to vote to impeach former President Trump. And she blames her censure by the state party on pervasive conspiracy theories.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true. And we're going to have a lot of work we have to do. People have been lied to.
Cheney speaking on Fox News Sunday. The censure is the latest pushback she's received following her vote to impeach after the violent attack at the Capitol. Last week, she survived an attempt to remove her from her House GOP leadership position. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Israel is easing its coronavirus lockdown, but as NPR's Daniel Estrin reports, infections are still high.
Israel's third lockdown began in late December. Now Israel has lifted the ban on traveling more than 1,000 yards from one's home. Restaurants reopened for takeout orders, nature reserves and bed and breakfasts reopened. Schools are still closed, and travel in and out of Israel continues to be severely restricted for several more weeks. Most Israelis above 60 years old are now fully vaccinated, and there's been a 50% drop in infections in that age category. The rest of the population is seeing a 25% spike in serious infections. Israel started vaccinating citizens 16 and older last week, but there's been slow turnout. A health official overseeing vaccines claims some younger Israelis, quote, aren't scared enough of the coronavirus. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News in Washington. On this Super Bowl Sunday, the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs face off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the winningest quarterback in the NFL, Tom Brady. Play starts a half hour from now. NPR's Tom Goldman has details.
Kansas City is favored by 3 points, which was the Chiefs' margin of victory when they beat Tampa Bay in late November. This time, the Buccaneers will try to contain KC wide receiver Tyreek Hill, which they didn't before. Nicknamed Cheetah for his explosive speed, Hill scorched the Bucs for 269 yards and 3 touchdown catches. And he's just part of the NFL's best offense, led by the NFL's best quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. But the Bucs' defensive line has been very good in the playoffs and will try to pressure Mahomes. 43-year-old Tampa quarterback Tom Brady is playing in his 10th Super Bowl and trying to win his 7th, and 25,000 socially distanced and masked fans will be at the game, only slightly outnumbered by a reported 30,000 cutouts. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
One of the deadliest avalanches in Utah history hit a popular backcountry skiing area this weekend. Officials say 4 skiers were killed. 4 others were buried in the snowslide but were able to dig out. The skiers were from 2 different groups and all had prepared for potential avalanche conditions, according to authorities. The avalanche was in Utah's Mill Creek Canyon, and authorities say it was triggered by the skiing. Experts have been concerned that to avoid crowds this winter, people might be venturing out into unstable snow conditions. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.